And on a convoy where he was the gunner, he was the first man to shoot. He was the easiest target. And they missed him and hit his hands. Because God made sure those bullets went askew. What am I saying? I'm saying this. God loved you so much, he gave his son. When Paul got his mind around that, it changed everything. He stopped persecuting and started populating the church. He cared more about others than he cared about himself. Suddenly, when his people, primary important thing to his heart. He says, I wish that my Bible says that you shall know the truth shall set you free. It's not about being zealous. There are a lot of people zealous for God. I told you about the Mormon group who believe in another Jesus, they believe in another gospel, they believe in another Bible, and that's nothing new. That's all over there in the book of Thessalonians where another letter was being circulated with Paul's signature on it. Be God one day. And isn't that the way of it, boy? That was out of the book of Genesis, wasn't it? You shall be like God. Same line, repackaged. And I could go on that. Don't get me started. The whole point is this. The Word of God is forever settled in. The Bible says you have exalted your Word above your name. This tells us that they needed to be saved. Not righteousness which we have done, but according to things going behind me, these are loud, I need you to be with me. I'm sorry. Back, he's carrying on, doing flips and tumbles, and he's catching balls and rolling, and he's coming up on it. And I'm telling you, folks, we were getting. Not according to knowledge, they. How do you get saved? Well, he goes on and he says in verse 3, for they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. What is this righteousness of God? I'll tell you what it is. How can they be filled? Because they come and they find there's only one spot in all the universe where true, unadulterated, pure righteousness dwells. It's in Jesus. And Jesus. And when we come to him and we cast ourselves upon him, he not only takes our sin throughout us, but he imputes the righteousness that he himself has by nature. He not only takes us in from our sin, but he transforms into the kingdom of light, and he gets the lesson of faith. That's the Bible. You say, I don't, that's hard to believe. I'm fine with that. I understand. Maybe your mind can't go there too quick, but I'm not going to make any apologies for what the Bible says. You can be blind, sins can be blind, you can be buried in the deep, God will never, he'll make a servant and a sinner to a saint, a son. He brings you in a family, and he gives you a place at the table. He says, there's no other place. The Bible says there's no other name given under heaven whereby men must be saved. And when people come to the baptistry, what they're saying is they believe that when he died, he was buried, and that's the picture. Here's a picture there. The picture is they laid him down. He died. He was buried. And when he was buried in my looked down and said, a death needed to be reckoned, and it was reckoned. Your sin needed to be judged, and they were judged. But thank God he didn't stay dead, or we'd have some drowned people this morning. Because not only did he go, and he died, and he buried, but he was rose again the third day. Way he was Savior, the tomb is empty. Vineyard. He said, here, take care of my vineyard. And when the time came, stuff from his own vineyard, he sent servants, and those were like the prophets, and they'd come and say, worship God, get back to God, and they took the prophets and they killed them. And he did send more servants. And I'll send them my son. Jesus in the parable. Killed his son. But you know what? He taught that he knew. He prophesied that there would be 70 weeks of years for Daniel's people, the Israelites. And you buy today. You may not know it, but it's on. If you see me, I'll show it to you. We're in a day. And God. Prophetic when it was. And you will have. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to hope. You don't have to just kind of panic. No! My peace gives unto you. My peace leave I with you. Peace not like the world gives, but my peace. This is the victory that overcomes the world. Even our faith. What is our faith? The persuasion of our heart. He says, I bear them record. They don't have a, they have a zeal, but not according to knowledge. They being ignorant went about to establish their own righteousness. And that's what most of us do. You say, I'll be a good person. God will certainly be nice to me. Why? Why should he? Why should he be nice to you? You know what happened to Adam and Eve? They took one piece of fruit from the tree of the world. They were out. I guarantee you that every one of us would have to go on record as being honest and say, I've taken more than one piece of fruit from an apple tree. Or from some sort of tree. I've taken more cookies than I stole a little something from my mama's wallet when I was a kid, or I stole something from the store. We used to make sport of it, didn't you? I was a renegade. God changed my mind. I began to see Jesus in new light. I began to realize he was the coolest person who ever lived. Not only did he live a perfect life and was never rattled, but he died on the cross for our sins and was then, even in the midst of his agony, able to say, forgive them, Father, they don't know what they do. Tell you what, somebody's driving nails in my hands, I'm going to have a hard time saying forgive them. Hopefully God gives me grace, but I'll tell you what, Jesus said it. And he said it first. So at least we have that example to draw down on if it ever came to that. Stephen said it. They're not to send to their charge, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. You know what that tells me? That tells me there's an insanity about sin. There's an insanity about sin, which means that we don't really know what we're doing. Jesus said it. He doesn't lie. He wasn't exaggerating. He says, they're killing me. They don't even know. I've walked on water, I've healed the sick, I've raised the dead, I've given fingers to withered hands, I've made the lame to walk and laugh and jump and sing. I've done it all, man. And they don't get it. They don't get it. The Bible says that these people went about to establish their own righteousness and they neglected the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God is Jesus. I'm going to drop on down here in a couple of verses. Go to verse 6. It says, but the righteousness which is of faith, that's another name for the righteousness. Righteousness of God is a righteousness that is of faith. In other words, you don't get righteousness by behaving, you get righteousness by believing. You can't do good enough. You can't, you know, it's sort of like juggling. My boys were there back at the beginning of the month and they were all juggling. I had a bunch of them going on with the juggling thing and then they got a couple of them together and they said, oh, we're going to juggle together. I'm going to throw a couple to you and I'm going to throw a couple, you're going to throw a couple at me. Yeah, this is going to happen. So a couple of them couldn't even keep three going. beanbags was what they were using. Pretty thin as well, the bags are too heavy, and they're not weighted right, and, well, I could do it, and I'm telling you what, they look ridiculous. I didn't tell them at the time, but it looks so, but that's exactly how we are. We think, I can keep this going, I can be good, I can win, you know, people to me, and I'm a friendly person, I'm a nice guy. Really, are you? How about when somebody pulls out in front of you on a busy day, and you're late? Arr! I love it. I'm like, yeah. Nobody got me one. It's a good thing I lost my test. Down the road, just pressing my butt. Andy and me. Why? Because we're sinners. We got a nature. But God says, listen, never mind that. You had a kid get all messed up, and you just love them. You're just glad they're okay, and they're saying, oh, Mom, Dad, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do it. Never mind that. You're okay. That's our God. Never mind that. I love you so much. Never mind that. Come here. I've got that covered. We'll clean that up later. God cleaned it up at the cross. Never mind that. He knew we were just children. That we couldn't understand how desperate our sin was. And so what did he do? He said, I'm not just going to pay off their debt. I'm going to pay it in full and put an unsearchable riches in the account. I'll never be in sin. We deserve it. It's because God loves us so much that he knew he had to take care of everything. They went about to establish their own righteousness. Verse 6 says, but the righteousness which is of faith speaks on this life. And he says, it's not about the sensational, going up into heaven and bringing Christ down, going into the grave and bringing Christ up. He says, no, the righteousness of God speaks in this way. What saith it? Verse 8. It says, but what saith the righteousness of faith? The word is nigh thee, and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. What is it? What is it? Verse 9, that if you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and you will believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, say it with faith. Now that's something to talk about. You know, I've been in things in my life. Not much. Trophy from when I was in Cub Scouts.